Blog Talk Radio.
Your host, thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Chapter Widows Ministry Talk Show. This ministry is the talk show is a ministry embracing widows. The purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. I hope everybody's doing okay tonight. Tonight I'm going to talk about several stories that will spark your mind a little. Different stories talking about how good God is. From Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord Himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you. First, I would like to talk about, this story is about fix your mind. What you think about the most determines the quality and direction of your life. People who think positive, uplifting thoughts have happy, healthy, longer lives. They are less stressed, more vibrant, and enjoy better sleep. And that is very true, because whenever my kids, when they were with me, living in my home, whenever they talked about something negative, I would say to them, open up the door and let the negatives go out. Even when they were riding in the car with me, I would do the same thing. I would down the window, let the negative go out, because I did not want them to continue to talk negative. I wanted them to be positive. That's why the scripture encouraged us to think on good things, things that are true, noble, and loving. Some translations say to fix your mind on them. When you fix your mind on noble things, you close the door to the negative voices and open your heart to allow God to work in your life. Choose today to fix your mind on good things. Whatever you need to do in order to keep those thoughts before you, write them on a card and put them in a place where you can see. Where you can see them, confess God's promise over your life and declare His blessing on a daily basis. as you fix your mind on the goodness of God, you'll be filled with his peace and victory and see every dream and desire in your heart come to pass. A scripture that goes with that, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. So just remember, to keep the stress away, think positive, uplifting thoughts. Have happier and healthier and longer life. The more vibrant and you enjoy, you'll be able to sleep better and have a better day. The next story title is The Crack in the Line. The Crack in the Line. At a family gathering around the 4th of July one year, they rolled the gas grill over to begin cooking, but they discovered that the tank was empty. That seemed strange since they didn't use it much of it last time. First thought was that there was maybe a crack somewhere, but they had another tank, so they pulled over and connected it to the grill. When all the connections were tight, they turned the valve on the top of the grill. They heard a song which revealed where the problem was, the brass connection which held the hose from the tank into the bottom of the grill had a hairline crack in it. It was there all along, but they could not find it until the pressure of the gas flowed through it. With great love and care, our wise Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need to go through in order to show us where the cracks are. But not just so you can know where they are. He does it so we can do something about them. Let me read these two paragraphs again. With great love and care, our wise Heavenly Father knows exactly what we need to go through in order to show us where the cracks are. That's putting us through things so we can, things that we need to know. He'll be able to show us things we need to do. He will show us. And now, and not just so we can know where they are, he does it so we can do something about them. So just knowing that he gives us warning. When things happen which dismays, we ought to look to God for his meanings, remembering that he is not taken by surprise, nor can his purpose be dwarfed in the end. Sometimes when you take another look, you will find something to be grateful for that you might otherwise have overlooked. The discovery of God's lives in the daily, in a daily, ordinary day, not in a spectacular day. If we cannot find God in the routine of home and shop, then we will not find him at all. This is saying that if we can't, just like for instance, my mind is constantly on God, and what I normally do is pretty much I talk to him all day long about my daily needs and daily things that I do are on a daily basis. Now, if God never speaks to us, or you get no type of answer from someone calling you, reading the Bible, or hearing a message from a minister, that's saying here, if we cannot find God in the routine of home and shop, if we don't find God during the day, a daily, you know, a regular day, then we cannot find him at all. He should appear to us in some kind of way during the day. As we speak, as we pray and talk with him, we should be able to get some sort of connection from him and knowing that he's there for us. Joshua 1:9 says, "The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And that's exactly what I'm saying. You should feel him, he should be a part of you in some kind of way throughout the day, giving you good directions. Here's another story. It's called John Henry. Once upon a time, there was a man on a racehorse. He didn't see much potential in that animal as a moneymaker, so he sold it for $1,000. The new owner sold him for $2,000. The third owner did it better. He sold the horse for $10,000. From $1,000, $2,000, and the third one decided to sell a horse for $10,000. The fourth owner soon took an advantage of an opportunity to trade the horse for two quality horses. The fifth owner decided that there wasn't enough potential to bother. Finally, someone took a risk, buying the horse that nobody wanted for $25,000. The horse was known as John Henry, and he became the leading money maker in 1981. When he was eventually tied from racing, he had been credited with earning more than $6 million during his career. Six men had owned a winning horse and didn't realize what they had. Do you know what you have? As followers of Christ, we have so many more resources than we realize. I'm sure we can find things in our home that is very valuable that we can use. I have that is of value, and we don't even know. Let us determine that regardless of what life brings, we will do our best to discover the glorious treasure Christ offers us for living. Keep on going, and chances are you will stumble on something, perhaps when you are at least expected. And you should never hear of anyone stumbling. You should never hear of anyone stumbling on something sitting down. The scripture that goes with this story is Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. You could imagine if those men that had those horses from the beginning that sold it for $1,000 and $2,000 realized that this horse was very valuable and made over $6 million throughout his career. Well, sometimes we need to think about something before we throw it away, because it has more value than what we think. I have two pictures in my den, and it's two pictures that have a landscape, and these landscape is out of Paris. This painting that I have was painted by a friend of mine, brother, who was a painter. He painted soul painting in New York as well as out of the country. Now, he passed away years ago. Now, if you know that most of the time painting is more valuable when the person is deceased. So I have two paintings in my house. It was painted by this young man who painted these two paintings in Paris. And he's no longer, he's now deceased. I paid a good penny for both of them, but I'm sure if I try selling them in an art gallery, I would get a lot for them. So just knowing that there's something in your home that is of value, and don't throw it away. Here's another story. It's called Intercession. Just like you're driving and there's four different lanes of intercession sections. There are all kinds of lines in our world. Property line, goal line, power line, state line. There are bottom line, the line of fire, the baseline, the skyline, and the punchline. Added to those, there are deadlines, laugh lines, and imaginary lines. And, of course, waistline. I'm sure we know about the waistline. It's probably larger than we want it to be. Think about parallel lines. Both lines, both ends of the, excuse me one second. Both lines, end of the line, two lines, are exactly the same distance apart. If the lines could be extended into infinite, they still would be the same distance apart. But no matter how parallel they may appear, if the lines are off just a tiny, tiny bit somewhere out in infinite, those lines will come closer and closer to others until they intersect. Sometimes it appears that our lives are running parallel to God, that somehow we are running on different tracks, and that is not involved in our, and he's not involved in our lives. Many times we think that way. If our lives appears to be running parallel to God, that's only an obstacle illusion. The spot where those lines intersect may be at the very place we least expect it. He has arranged it so because of his great love for us. Yes, he puts us in line, in order. Someone said, I am beginning to learn that it is the sweet, simple thing of life which are the real ones after all. It isn't the great big pleasure that counts the most. It's making a great deal out of little ones. The scripture that goes with this, Jeremiah 29:13, says, "You will seek me and find when you seek me with all your heart." The next story is when he doesn't do it your way. I'm sure we feel that, we have felt that way. Because right now there are things that we want, and he won't do it our way. Do you remember the story of the Old Testament prophet Elijah hiding from Queen Jezebel? He was bent down in a cave when he heard God's voice. "What are you doing here, Elijah?" The story is found in 1 Kings 19, 9 through 18. God told Elijah to go and stand out on the mountain. A series of amazing things happened. First, there was a powerful wind that tore the mountain apart. That was followed by an earthquake, then a fire. The Bible says that God was not in the wind, the earthquake, or the fire. God does not always work in a manner that we think he should. The scripture tells us that after the fire, there was a still, small voice. As some translation put it, a gentle whisper. If we had been with Elijah in a cave, waiting for God to speak, we probably would have rushed into the earthquake and tossed around a few rocks ourselves. We would have huffed and puffed along the windstorm God sent. We would have been so busy talking about things that we probably wouldn't even have heard the still, small voice when he did speak. When God doesn't do things our way, we have several options. Well, let me tell you a few. One, we blame him for not paying attention to what is really going on in our lives. Well, number two, we can question his love for us, telling ourselves that he is too small and impersonal to care about us. Three, we can ignore the whole situation and convince ourselves that it will go away in time. Well, there's number four. We can believe that our Heavenly Father loves his children far too much to ignore our plea for help. Well, by the way, the fourth option is the best because his way are higher than our ways. He doesn't always do things the way we think he should. Our ideas are too narrow. We think he should. And our vision is too limited. Our imagination is too cramped to fully comprehend the wondrous ways of God. In the meantime, just trust him. The scripture that goes with this, the Lord is good to those who hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. The Almighty does nothing without reason. Though the frail mind of men cannot explain the reason. There is no circumstances, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has to go past God and past Christ right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which we may not understand it at the moment, but don't refuse to become so panicky. As we lift up our eyes to him and accept it, and coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to our own hearts. So this is really saying to be patient and let God do it his way and not our way. Those are all the stories I have tonight. And I must give thanks to the book that I have, God Can Handle It Day by Day. And also I read, the first thing that I read about Fix Your Mind was from Victoria and Joel Osteen. Just think about these stories that I read. We must let God handle our business. Just like the book says, God can handle it day by day, we just must trust him. That's easily said. We must trust him, even though it's hard, And sometimes we get impatient, and sometimes we don't like it, the things that goes on. Just trust him, because he can handle it day by day, and he certainly does. I have some announcements. This coming Sunday at 5 p.m., I'm asking all. I have sent a calling post, and I'm hoping that many can come to this play at the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. The play is called Welcome to the New Age. This play is written and produced by Dr. Joyce Miller from the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church. She has a wonderful gift of putting together plays, and she is all of them have been just wonderful. Excellent. So I am asking who all can come to join us as a group this coming Sunday, the 13th, at 5 p.m., and it's only $5. And I would like for you to let me know how many people will be coming so I can try to save some seating for all of us to sit together. And it seems like this weather's been great, and we will have longer, it will not be dark. I don't know if we are gaining or losing hour, but anything, that the time change this coming Saturday night. So Sunday, it plays from 5 to 7. So you'll have complete sunlight. So you don't have to worry about going home in the dark, because the time changes, where most of the time it doesn't get dark until about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, which is wonderful. I love this time of the year. So that is all of our announcement tonight. I hope you enjoyed the stories that I told. Just keep trusting him in spite of your situation. He's able. The scripture that I read at the very beginning, I think a few of you were not on, from Deuteronomy 31:8, it says, "The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you or forsake you." That is all I have tonight. Be blessed, and tune in again next week, the same time, from 10 to 10:30 p.m. Be blessed, and have a great week.
Everyone who will leave you is better. deserve you.
You didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
It can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this